Tereda and Irene Pink. Happy King's birthday weekend. First time anyone's said that for 70 years and none of us have been here that long.
Oh,
happy,
wow.
Happy King's birthday, happy birthday.
It's going to take a bit of getting used to.
Yeah.
Back to the patriarchy.
I still quite like King's Council, getting used to that one. King's
Council's KCs, because we're from West Auckland. That is, we've had a lot of KCs out there a lot. Well, we've had them. They're entirely different. Oh. Killer fish.
I see where you went with that.
Yes, King's birthday. It means very little to the kind of self-employed, I suppose, who don't. Well, I mean, there are self-employed people who Monday. I don't Monday to Friday. I forget that there are days off.
Love it. It's the last holiday we've got, though, till...
Is it?
Forever.
So, for ages,
Matariki's coming up. When's that, July?
It's a little...
We like to have a midwinter Christmas. Gets us through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 25th June, I think. Is that? Yeah, must be coming up.
It's so do you, like, do the full turkey...
Tadakan?
Yes, we have a different colour scheme. we do a different... We do the more traditional, the dark greens and reds for the midwinter Christmas, and we're more kind of New Zealand beiges and golds for the other... Mm. We're seasonal. Have too much time on our hands.
Have you got like a winter sweater that's got, you know, appalling Christmas?
Oh, I do. I've got one. Yeah, I do have a kind of a sweater. It doesn't have deer and things on it, but
it is. Do you have mulled wine? I love mulled wine. That'd be the only reason I'd go.
Oh.
I mean, apart from seeing you.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
And the tadakan.
Irene just invited herself. Would you generally do some kind of food? We might even have a glass of wine. And I generally do spend more than 50p on a bottle of wine, even if I was in the UK. Not that much.
Which is
more.
Like $19 an hour, money.
Is it? What is the exchange rate these days? I don't even know.
I think it's better, but I remember a $5 beer costing, a £5 beer, being $15 in the decades ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Three times was roughly that was the calculation for ages, though, eh? Three
it
times.
Was, but well, now I think it's more jugs, like two.
A jug of beer here was $5, and I said, if it ever goes more than $5, I'll never buy a jug. You can't even buy a beer for $5 these days.
What's a jug?
You know, a jug.
I know, but how much is it now?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I just thought you'd be doing the craft beer, not the
yes,
jugs.
Yes, but you know, I mean, it can come in jugs, but you pay a lot more than that.
I had a can of zero alcohol craft beer at a function I was at recently when I had to drive, and it was $9.
That's a lot.
I know, it is.
For no alcohol, you think it'd be a discount.
It's the flavours, though. You're paying for the flavours and the work and the effort and supporting some little craft beerer somewhere.
I'm not belittling them. I just thought, it's like when you get things that are sugar-free, you should pay less.
Because there's
so
no pleasure in
them. So if
they
take the bad things out, you should pay less. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
But back to the woman. So she bought a bottle of, the lady went to her
was it a tombola?
A tombola.
I love that word.
That's a great name. And she bought a bottle of wine. No, she didn't. She was, it was part of a prize for 50p. She got a raffle ticket, got it home, went on the internet, found that it was a really amazing bottle of wine, a Chateau Cos, I don't even say that. And she got 185 quid for it.
Put it online?
Yeah. But she's not a drinker. It's always people who don't drink that, it's wasted on.
It is.
I'd like to taste it. Yeah. £185.
Well, see, that's the question. If you did know that you had a bottle of wine that you'd got for 50p, but it was worth £185, I suppose you could sell it and get the cash bonus, or would you be tempted to go, you know what, when else in my life will I drink a £185 bottle of wine?
Well, my elderly parents have got this new thing where they go and buy the most expensive bottle of red wine in the shop.
What?
Yeah, and because they want to see if they can taste the difference between their normal rubbish that they drink.
And can they? Well, do they do blind taste?
It's a big thing. We have to do it on a Sunday afternoon, and we have to have a little glass of water and stuff.
Do you?
They're just secretly
running through your inheritance, don't you?
Yeah.
In plain sight.
Crikey.
There's going to be no money for
And have you ever gone, this expensive one is better?
Dad opened it. He thought that he tasted like vinegar, and then my sister and I drank it. No, it's delicious. He was like, is it? Is it? Give it back.
And do they have one of those, slosh it around glass things?
Do they
warm it?
They do the full whack.
Right.
They do the full whack. But yeah, I like that. They go in and ask for the most expensive. I don't even know what it is. They just ask for the most expensive.
Wow.
It's their new thing. Anyway, cost of living and all. Probably should be doing that.
Because they're out my way as well, aren't they? I probably know the bottle store they go to. I'm going to walk around and see what the most expensive bottle of wine is.
She should have given the money to the charity, though, I thought. £185. She was really gleeful about it. And she didn't drink the wine and then she kept the money.
No.
I'm just excited about a tombola because I never knew what that was called. Is that the thing that spins round and round and lands on a number?
Is it?
Isn't it like when you get blackballed or something and it's the wooden thing and it goes around with... Because I've been watching a lot of Midsummer Murder. And in fact, they just had a...
so sad.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
I actually paused it to watch Bergerac. I went back to the early career of what's his name?
It's a spinny thing, you're
it's
right.
It's a spinny
like
thing,
you
yeah.
put your hand in to pull the number out.
Yeah, pull a number out. Okay. But last night on one of the Midsummer Murders, they had a Helter Skelter. Which is, you know, the big tower,
yes.
and it's a big tall slide. We don't have them here, and I feel that that's a real gap in the market in our fates and fears.
So Helter Skelter is a thing, not just a saying.
The Helter Skelter is a kind of a great big
yes.
tower, and there's
a
slide that goes around the outside, like a really long slide.
I've googled that and got lots of photos of Charles Manson. Sorry,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, look, every. Yeah. Look, we live in the future, and we were talking about alcohol, and I love the thought. Amazon, they've got like actual shops that you can go into, I believe, and now you can use the palm of your hand and some form of government ID to verify the palm of your hand prior to this. You put the palm of your hand on things and buy things, including alcohol. Like it's like Star Wars or yeah. something, where the
my
force is strong in me.
They'd be totally into that, my parents.
What, just using their palm prints to buy the most expensive bottle of alcohol?
Yeah. But what if you did it
this
and then
the
they
way.
Just they said, no, we're not giving you the wine. Cause, and didn't say why. It's like, okay. So, what if they judged you and they said that, and the government went, no, we can see that you drink too much with your hands too shaky?
Well, therein lies the drawback for these things. I think the Chinese have a kind of a social metric like that, don't they? Where if you've done certain things, infringed upon whatnot, you can't buy train tickets or, it was a Black Mirror episode, but I think they were also doing it over there.
I think it's just a Black Mirror episode. But first, now it's alcohol. What will be next, though? It's America. Probably guns. You put your hand on a palm.
Well, it could literally be anything. Like, I want to go and be able to buy my groceries. I want to buy just by putting the palm of my hand on a scanner. I don't care about personal rights and infringements. I just want my life to be more convenient and make it feel
and
like
easy.
I'm living in the future.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the stand-up comedy, the first stand-up comedy? It was like in 540 years ago?
Yes, I do.
I thought it was sort of sad and funny at the same time. Cause
most
I feel
comedy
like it's
is.
The same. I feel like it's the same now.
It is.
Isn't it?
Wow.
There are apparently killer rabbit jokes, have a long tradition. They did killer rabbit jokes. Who knew that?
It was a real thing. Can I read the little poem? Jack Wade was never so sad as when the hare trod on his head. In case she would have ripped out his throat. I don't get it. Maybe it's my intonation. Maybe it's my timing.
Maybe it's a female comedy bit. I don't know. She's ripping out some... I didn't get it either.
No.
But, yeah.
I mean, humour is... It's what's it called? You know, it's relative to the times in which you live.
But I like the fact that many minstrels, as they were called then, are thought to have had day jobs. That was sort of like now, but not really. Including they were ploughmen. Which I thought was, that's good.
That's kind of radar, isn't it?
Yeah, I like ploughing.
I like a bit of ploughing.
Actually, I do enjoy ploughing. And I also enjoy a ploughman's.
Yes.
Which I feel as if, quite often I'll have the ploughman's and just sit there fantasising that I've got it. I've been like scything or something for the day.
Who doesn't like a ploughman's? With a little
ploughman's.
Those little baby onions. Yum.
Oh, yes. It also, they found a book with these stories in it. They also said that the comedians were quite... early on realised that if they got the audience drunk, they would laugh more and increase their cash tips. I've never done comedy for tips. Oh, actually, I have done comedy for tips. Buskers Festival. Yeah. And it included a story about a feast involving three kings who gorged themselves on food to become so full that their bellies burst open, two oxen surreally fall out and start fighting with swords until nothing remains of the two animals but red herrings, believed to be the first mention of red herrings in literature.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's a hilarious joke, though. What's the joke?
Things were different, eh, in the past.
540 years ago, eh?
Yeah. It tells, there's another thing here that I didn't realise, and this is probably just because I'm stupid, but there was a publication of a poem, and it tells of Odin, chief of the gods, consulting a vulva, a wise woman, who regales him with stories.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I actually am. I'm reading old Stephen Fry's Heroes and Things at the moment. Hey, look, I like a signature scent.
Oh, yes, yeah, same.
And I like, this will sound creepy, but I often enjoy the way other people smell. We have mutual friends, I'm sure, Irene, and some of them smell amazing, and I like to compliment them for their aroma.
Yeah.
There is now one, you can purchase it should you want to. It's the scent of K Road in Auckland.
Interesting.
Karangahape Road. What does it smell of? It smells of wet pavement, beer-infused leather, incense burning, and coffee.
Yes.
Which really sums up the street.
Yeah, but you've left a bit out. It's K Road at 5 a.m. in the morning, isn't it? Or is it just any time of day?
No, it's at 5 a.m. Yeah. But this sort of follows this whole thing with, you go down a rabbit hole with expensive perfumes like the Maison Margiela. They do replica smells, basically, and it's like high-end perfume. But they have ones like Jazz Club or Lazy Sunday Morning, which hopefully smells of bacon.
I would just rub bacon on your neck.
That would be a good smell. Yeah, totally. So I'm really into this. I'd like to smell it.
So would I, actually. And it's been put out as a sort of a promotion, I think, for Kay Road. So there's only 150 bottles of the scent. So for those of you who think, you know what?
I stink. I need to put some perfume on.
Do you think how they put it together? I wonder if they just sort of got someone who smelt like that and said, hang on a minute, and, you know.
Just rubbed their pheromones and then used some AI to create a fragrance.
Pheromones are like that.
Pheromones are like that, yeah.
Very good. Well, look, whether you're having a long weekend or not having a long weekend, thank you very much for your time today.
You'll smell great.
You'll smell great no matter what. Thank you. Thanks for your time as well. That is Tereda and that is Irene Pink. They are our comedians today.